Good morning. We're taking Klal Lamed, Siman Aleph. We left off that there's a concept called Dabash Hakadusha, which they were stomach on the Pasuk of Nikdashi B'Sech Ben Yisrael. The language of the Chayyadim seems to indicate he sees this as a Rabbanon with an Asmachta. So, Chazar Mechayivit is a Din Rabbanon, and they could have said that five people is enough. But they were samech on the pasuk. They connected it to the pasuk, which is in an inyan of an asmachta, is it rabbanon. However, the opinion of the Arizal, Shulchan Aruch Rav follows that, is that when a person says kedusha, person answers kaddish, he's becoming a mitzvah deraisa of b'nikdashti b'serach b'nei Yisrael. Could be even the Chayyadim agrees to that. He's just saying the requirement of 10 people. They were saying that this has the full-fledged din of Nikdashim, so that it needs 10, that's an asmachta. But when a person does do it, now the Chazal saw this as a form of Kiddush Hashem, he will fulfill on a deraisa level the mitzvah of Nikdashim, so this is true for, he mentioned Baruch Hu, Kaddish, and Kedusha. Then he continues and he says, this is where we left off yesterday, V'chein l'inyan Kriyas HaTorah. Similarly, in regards to Kriyas HaTorah, there's a requirement of 10 people. V'cher shamadaber b'en shemeya, or shemeya b'en madaber, a person who's able to speak but he cannot hear, or vice versa, hen kepichim umitztarfim, they have a status of a person who has full use of his faculties, and he's considered a bardas, and he's one of the 10. As long as he understands what he's saying. If a person is a deaf mute, so a person has a din of a shaita, a person is basically cut off from all communication, normal communication. So he doesn't really understand exactly what's going on in the world. So he can be very intelligent, but he's not a bardas in regards to these halachas. Similarly, for example, we understand that the Vilna Gaon, at the age of 9 years old, finished Masechta Zvachim and Menachos in one night. So he's a lot more intelligent than you and I will ever be. But a bardas, he wasn't until he was 13 years old. Because das does not mean intelligence. It means an understanding of the world, which requires a certain maturity. It also requires a certain ability to interface with the world. So a person who's a deaf mute is lacking that opportunity to have that interface with the world. And therefore, even though he can be very intelligent, he does not have a din of a bardas. So he would count, he cannot count towards the minyan. There's a discussion about nowadays where various different vehicles of communication have developed. If a person does develop those abilities using the technology which is available and become communicative with the world, would the halachic status change? And there are many persons who would say that it would. If this is halacha l'maisa, a person should definitely be discussing this with a competent Talmud Chacham. The Chayyadim continues and says, "V'tzichem shiyu kulam b'makom echad." The 10 people have to be gathered together. Like it says, so they have to be amidst. Within a group of people. They have to be together. A person standing in the doorway. On the part of the doorway, if it's, let's say it's a long doorway, the door is in the middle, and part of the doorway is outside, where the door closes. So that part of the doorway is considered outside, even though now the door is open. It sits when you shut the door, that part of the doorway will be outside. That's considered outside. He's not in the same room. And therefore he cannot count towards the 10 people. He's not considered in the same welcome as everybody else. Even though he's standing on the outer part of the doorway, if he puts his head and his body inside, he inclines inside. So Lachas Mitztarif, he's considered to be together with the Tzibur, and he would count towards the 10 people, even though he has not moved his feet. Okay? Now, the Chayotim is going to give an application of this that in regards to a case where you have multiple rooms, one opening in the other, so maybe the inner room, if a person's in the inner room, he's not considered part of the outer room. That's a discussion which needs to be clarified, and we'll leave that for the following shiur. Meanwhile, have a good day.